Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
EastEnders fans, welcome to this week's Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast, where this week we'll be discussing the episodes that aired between the 4th to the 7th of August 2025. How are you all? Joining me today is the fabulous Rob. Hello, Rob. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you, Ree. How are you this week?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. I went to bed quite late last night. I fell into a YouTube rabbit hole. Have you ever done this? Where you start watching something and then all of a sudden you've been watching YouTube for about 7 hours and you've watched like 76 videos on the same topic and it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I've never been a massive, massive, massive watcher of Hollyoaks. I've sort of dipped in and out of it over the years. I never saw, first time round, the John Paul and Craig storyline from 2006.
Oh, I did.
Gripped. Loved absolutely it. Gripped. I was lying in bed, utterly gripped by that. It's at 3 o'clock this morning, just utterly absorbed by it. So good. So
peak
good.
Hollyoaks that time.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Yeah, hot. Very peak.
Jeez. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to say, 2006, to do all that, brave. At 6:30 in the evening on Channel 4, fair play, I would say.
Shows you how far we've come, doesn't it? 2006
apparently it, there wasn't a massive, I wasn't, because now all I do is when I find something on the soap that I'm obsessed with, I now have to research the storyline and see how it was reacted to and all this kind of thing. Apparently, right, not that many complaints about it, and yet when Saeed was happening a few years later on BBC One, people were having heart attacks at seeing the pair of them in bed together doing absolutely nothing but just lying in bed together. It's ridiculous, really, isn't it?
That's because of the audience age, I would say.
Demographics.
Hollyoaks always a much younger audience.
Yeah.
You can't imagine who you might expect to react like a middle-aged boomer sitting and watching Hollyoaks anyway, would you?
Yeah.
Whereas
really
the more
good.
Likely to be watching EastEnders going,
really,
never
really
heard
good.
Such a thing in my life.
I know. Oi, Ree, see you tomorrow, mate. Yeah. Me and Ree are meeting up tomorrow. I'm having a little trip to Lincoln, and Ree's not that far away from there. So we thought we'd have a little meet up, maybe have a drink.
Yeah.
Maybe have a drink
halfway point for it. Well, it's where we met.
It's where we met.
We went to university.
It is. Me and Ree are taking a trip down memory lane. It's gonna be like an episode of Who Do You Think You Are? It's gonna be marvellous. Can't wait. It's gonna be lovely to see you. So we look forward to that.
I think that we should be recording bits, but Rob's like, no, come on.
You know why? Because I'm the one that's got to edit it. That's why.
I know, that's true. That's true.
Let me just drink in peace, would you? Right, this week's EastEnders, a step up, I think, from last. I really enjoyed this week. I thought it was really, really good. Some good stories coming to the forefront, no more less so than the Joel storyline.
Oh, my gosh.
Uncomfortable and sort of awkward and really, really good. And Max Murray is doing an incredible job as Joel, isn't he?
Yeah, because you know what? I've not even considered what an incredible job he's doing because I just hate Joel.
Hate him.
So great, he's doing a great job.
Really good.
I think
he's like really natural, and actually he might be a really unpleasant character, but actually I think he's quite a believable character as well. So he's doing it really, really well.
Mm. Yeah, he's doing it really well. And like you say, the past 2 weeks before we've been complaining about the pacing, but I think it's clear that was just to set up the storylines, and now we seem to have gone back to a bit of a normal pace, hopefully.
Yeah.
A much better week, I'd say.
Yeah, I thought it was quite a strong week this week. So looking forward to discussing it in this week's Albert Square After Dark. Right, let's kick off this week. We're talking about Oscar, and a huge amount of madness went on here. So obviously, Not Fat Mike is still sort of lurching around and being all intimidating. Intimidating to Oscar anyway. I was of the opinion this week that Mike just needs a slap and he'd run away crying, to be fair.
Well, I actually have been thinking this, like, why don't Lauren just be like, oh, do you know what?
Yeah. Let's get that bit of branding.
Pal.
Yeah,
just
exactly. Exactly.
Right? Not giving you anything, you know. But he did try and petrol bomb Tanya's
Yeah,
house, didn't
there
he?
is that. There is
I mean, he
that.
got the wrong house,
Yeah, so he's not that good
but
at it, is he? He'd probably end up throwing a he'd probably end up throwing a petrol bomb through the window of the
yeah.
Vic or something. Is that not where you live? So I mean, and he's one of these villains that like decides that I because the thing is, I don't think that we've seen the last of him. Like the idea was this week that we'd seen the last of him because he was just paid
Yeah.
off. But I don't think that we have, because he's clearly the sort that was like, 2 grand's not enough, I now want 5 grand. And it's sort of
Yeah.
like, what made you think that he was going to stop at that? I don't think we've
And
seen the last of
also,
him.
like, oh, look, they can actually get me this money, sir. Why not keep going? Because you would, surely,
Of
right? If
course
you
you
think
would.
it's
Of
that easy to
course you
get
would. If
it.
someone can suddenly give you 5 grand in the space of a day just because
Yeah.
you're sort of looking a little bit threatening, of course you're going to
Yeah.
go back.
Yeah, exactly. If you're of that nature, sir.
Of
Like you say,
course.
or was it all just to set up for this stuff that Oscar did going to Patrick's
Yeah.
house and it is over? But I agree with you. And we were saying last week, weren't we, that we can there's got to be some stabbing involved or the Queen Vic roof or something. It don't feel like it's
Yeah,
over, does
no,
it?
this hasn't reached a climax because something's got to
Yeah.
bring Max back as well.
Yeah.
So
We
I
need a
feel like,
climax for
hey, we do
Max,
need a
right?
climax for Max. Oh, see, you're all over these little character name puns, aren't you? You
I
love
love a
it.
pun. Love a pun.
So Oscar is kind of like at all twos and thumbs and thinking like, what the hell am I
Yeah.
supposed to do?
How am I supposed
So
to get this money?
how am I supposed to get this money? Like, it's a ridiculous sum of money to be able to get. Because obviously he turned around and said, I want it by the end of the day. You know, that classic
Yeah.
old montage, I want 100 million by the end of the day of worth, I'm going to destroy your life.
Sure.
That
That's
sort of
easy,
thing.
isn't it?
Of course it is. So Oscar kind of has an idea, and we'll come back to what that idea is in a moment. Patrick and Yolandi, meanwhile, are at loggerheads because Yolandi doesn't like him gambling. She's
Yeah.
decided that he's gambling too much. So last week, we sort of left things there with him trying to convince Howie to do the gambling for him. Howie was all up for it because he's feeling put out by Kim, who I didn't think Kim was that readable with Howie this week. I thought Kim was kind of a bit of a. I thought Kim was out of order this week, if
A
I'm
bit of a
honest.
what? Yeah, out of
I was
order.
trying to think
That's
of
a
a
nice
word.
way of
I was
putting
trying to
it,
think of a
really.
word and I realised I couldn't think of one.
I agree with you. It's like, yeah, she was being very unreasonable. She wasn't being very sympathetic to her partner, who's obviously got money troubles. That's the kind
No.
of thing that you're in together, right? If one
Yeah.
of you is having troubles, you're both having troubles, surely.
And bearing in mind what Howie walked into, completely not his own fault whatsoever. And she was just like, and she was having a go at him, saying that he hadn't done enough and he hadn't seen enough, where obviously he was shocked. But the horse that they were betting on wins, and Patrick ends up winning 6 grand. Unfortunately, Yolandi sees him coming out of the betting shop and tells him there and then, right, the wedding's off, that's it, we're done. The Truman wedding is not happening, and sort of storms off, and Patrick's all like, no man, and sort of kind of runs after her. That was Scottish more than anything else, I
I
think.
don't going to say what earth was that wrong?
No idea, somewhere in the world. So Patrick, we are reliably informed, keeps all his money underneath his trilby.
Of
Important.
course,
Of course
that's
he does. It kind of makes sense. I think that trilby's got to be good for something, right? That he's wearing all the time. Of course he's going to keep his most treasured possessions underneath the hat.
Yeah. I mean, he could have at least put it under bed or something. That's where they
I
normally put,
mean,
or at back of a wardrobe, isn't it?
yeah.
That's where they normally put it in soaps. But
Yeah,
no,
no.
under the hat, which apparently is not that hard to find, is it, Rob?
Apparently not, especially when you leave it pride of place in the middle of the living room. Not that,
Yes.
yeah, not that clever, really, Patrick. So Oscar sees this sort of altercation going on and gets himself an idea that he's going to have that money to pay off Not Fat Mike. So he dons this sort of ninja outfit. Like, it ends up looking like some sort of
Where's he even
really.
found that balaclava market, probably? Get
Market,
out on
probably.
that
I mean, I
market,
thought you looked
can't
like
you?
I thought you looked a bit like Shredder from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles myself.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah, I can
Like his
see
little
that.
eyes glaring over the glaring through the gap in the balaclava. And breaks into the Truman house, finds this money, and just as he's sort of making his escape, Patrick comes home and it all goes horribly, horribly
Chaos
wrong.
ensues. So he obviously ends up. He pretty much punched Patrick, didn't he? Because obviously Patrick tries to stop him and then he kind of reacts. But I don't think at any point was Oscar ever intending on hurting
Of course he
Patrick.
wasn't.
Not that it makes any of it okay,
No,
but
but I thought
he
fair
never
play to
thought.
Patrick. Man in his mid-80s taking on this young
Trying
burglar
to.
who's like, no, that's not fair play, Patrick.
Which I think Kim speculates down the line. She's like, if Patrick's walked in on him, he's not gone down without a fight, clearly,
Yeah,
which is exactly
exactly.
what did happen. But Oscar, I don't think Oscar even thought ahead to, oh, what if someone comes back? Oh, what would I do? I think he just thought, I'll go in, out, done. They're all at the pub.
Yeah, yeah,
They're done.
yeah.
Panicked. hit Patrick. I actually watched it back because I was like, oh, we're just even pushing him off him.
I
But I
thought it
think
was
he
a
did
push.
ghost
I
punch.
thought it was a punch.
No.
Oh,
No,
okay.
he kind of punched him off him.
Right,
So
okay.
he did, if I'm honest with you. Like, he did punch him because I was like, when that happened, I was like, that's it, Oscar's done. There's no redeeming this character
That's
now.
it, you're
It's
done.
over.
That's
It's
it.
over. And then next episode, I'm like, oh, well, he didn't mean
You'd
to
calm,
do
you'd
it, did
walked off,
he?
you'd slept on it, you'd calmed down a little bit and were prepared to listen to what he had to say. Yeah, that's
I
fine.
mean,
Yeah.
even though really, like, I should still be appalled at him, but he's a young kid. We get it, don't
We all
we?
make mistakes when we're that age. We've all gone into an elderly
We've
person's house
all
and tried
robbed
to
an
rob
old
them at
man's
that. We've
house,
all
yeah.
done it, Ray. We've all done it. And
I
to be
tell you
fair,
what,
he just tried to ring an
Grandad Jim
ambulance as
will,
well.
well, Grandad Jim will be turning in his grave as well, won't he? That's what
Oh,
I
I bet
kept
Jim used to do that
thinking.
all the time in his youth.
Yeah, but Patrick were his best mate,
That's
weren't
true, yeah.
he? You know what I
Yeah, the
mean?
unfortunate timing.
Very unfortunate timing. Go on, you were talking about the ambulance.
Yeah. So he just tries to ring he tries to ring the ambulance, and then Howie comes home as well. So he sort of hides, and Howie sort of Howie was sort of like first discovers Patrick and then can hear this voice like emanating from Patrick's legs where the phone's been discarded. Just sort of like, hello, and it's the ambulance. So he manages to sort the ambulance out. Oscar then tries to escape and they sort of come face to face. Now I wasn't sure at this point whether Howie would have been able to identify him or not, were you?
No, I didn't think it until obviously later down the line he says that he kind of clicks to something, doesn't he, in his head. But I'll be honest with you, my first thought when Oscar went in is there's not that many tall, like, skinny people on Albert Square that are as tall as him. Like, it
Mm,
won't be that
true.
hard, maybe, for people to figure out, but.
It may be not, but then at the same time, they are in East London. And considering that the
True.
identification apparently came from the fact that he had a tag on his ankle, I would argue most burglars his age are probably going to have a tag
That
on their
is
ankle.
true, but if something happens on Albert Square, it's likely to be a resident of Albert Square, I guess, is
True.
the logic, isn't there? It's not
True.
really someone who's going to have come from another square in East London,
No.
I don't
In all
think.
fairness, not Fat Mike is the first kind of criminal tourist we've had in a while, isn't he?
Yeah, he is actually a
Yeah.
criminal tourist. Nice to get about, isn't
Yeah,
it?
it's nice to see, yeah. So obviously the rest of the week actually, I quite enjoyed this, was all sort of like set amongst the sort of police lights and ambulance lights. It was sort of like nothing the timing didn't really change throughout the rest of the week, which I quite enjoyed. So it was all set at night for the rest of the week with the blue lights of the police cars and ambulances sort of bathing every single scene. I enjoyed that. And Oscar's sort of having a meltdown. And Lauren, meanwhile, has sorted the money. Like, all she needed to do was go and get a few extra shifts at the car lot, sell a Jaguar or whatever it was, and then she's got this money ready to go. And she's like, that's sorted then. Marvellous. But then, obviously, Oscar didn't know this, so miscommunication. He comes back, realising that Lauren has completely sorted it, and he's done all of that for absolutely nothing.
I mean, we don't even really do we even see that moment of realization where it's like, oh, I didn't need to do it. It's
No,
just
he's just
like,
yeah.
oops.
Oops, oh dear. But this is what I mean. Like Mike turns up at the house, and Lauren just sort of like glares at him, and presumably then the transaction takes place. And as far as Lauren's concerned, that's all done and dusted.
Right, because
I'm not
actually,
convinced.
I think they've got such an in where they could just be like, you've met our Uncle Jack. Like, all it's going to take is him to report you to the police and you're done. You've got a record. Like,
You'd think.
why would you pay him?
Yeah.
Like, and we'll add blackmail to it if you want to carry on.
Absolutely, yeah, and the fact that we know that you petrol bombed someone's house. Let's add the list of crimes that we know you've done and tell
And
Uncle Jack.
someone like Fat Mike would probably be scared of that, thinking, all right, they
You'd
have got a
think.
policeman involved. You'd think, but anyway, clearly they've
No,
not thought like
not
that,
Fat
have
Mike's
they?
not bothered. He's not scared. Not scared Fat Mike is what he is. So Lauren is then sort of like you're an idiot. Why have you done this? Like, and so then the police are doing sort of investigations all around the square. And up
Yeah,
until
door
the
to doors.
moment, yeah, and up until the moment that the police walk into the house, Oscar's ready to confess. Lauren says the best thing that you just confess is just get this done and dusted. You know, it will be easier if you just confess. Did you think at any point he was going to confess? Then that Lauren wasn't going
Absolutely
to.
not. Why on
No,
earth
neither
would
did
he
I.
confess? Of
And
course
that,
he
well,
wasn't
I
him.
think he was ready to confess at that moment, but I feel like
True.
I knew Lauren was going to jump in and save him at the last minute.
It were obvious it weren't going to be confessed, weren't it? But yeah, you knew Lauren weren't going to
Of
let him
course she
do it as
wasn't.
well.
Of course she
Bless.
wasn't.
I mean, I feel a bit sorry for the position Lauren keeps getting put in, but I understand why she feels like she needs to keep protecting her brother. But then at the same time, it's like he has just like robbed Patrick and like injured him so badly that he's
Yeah.
in hospital.
It is
Like,
in
is there a
hospital and they're
line,
not.
Lauren? Is there a
Yeah, I mean, and
line?
they're not entirely sure throughout most of the week whether Patrick's even going to make it. Like, they think
Yeah,
that Patrick
right.
might die from this.
Yeah, mind you, Lauren, I think Lauren is thinking all this, to be fair. And then they have a sit down conversation where he talks about what happened to him, like his childhood after Tanya lost Abby.
Yeah.
And I think Lauren feels so guilty, doesn't she? Because he's
Yeah.
like, none of you were here, including you. It was just me and Tanya. Interesting that he didn't call her mum. He's always calling her Tanya.
Yeah, there's a little.
Cora's Cora.
It's an interesting. Oh, so is he going to start calling Max rather than Dad, I
Yeah.
wonder?
He
Yeah.
definitely won't call him
Yeah.
Dad,
I think
will
that's
he?
interesting. It's an interesting little character quirk that he's got. It's a bit like
Yeah.
Gail and David Platt in Corrie, isn't it? Like
Yes.
he never calls him mum unless it's like a really emotional
So
moment. So
does it
that's.
show like a lack of respect, maybe? I don't know.
I think it. Well, I think what I think it shows is that Oscar's view on parents is that someone who's there for you and someone who looks after you, and he's felt abandoned by both of his parents. So why would they have earned the right to for me to call them mum or dad? I think is his thinking.
Yeah, maybe. And what is interesting though, because I've noticed he calls Lauren sis a few times. Like he's
Yeah.
no, he said to sis as well.
Yeah.
So he
Yeah.
won't call them mum and dad, but calls her sis.
Does anyone call their sister sis in real life? Is that a thing?
Yeah, do you know
Is
what?
it?
My mum's brother, my uncle, won't call doesn't call her a name. He only calls her sis.
Oh, there you go.
Like
It's
literally
interesting.
only
Yeah.
calls her sis. So yes, there you go. Living
Also,
proof of that,
I
right?
thought it was one of those things that people only ever said on television, just so you know that they're related. You know, when the scene first
Yeah.
started, and the first scene is like, "All right, sis," it's like, "Right, brother or sister, got it."
Yeah.
One of those
Establish
things.
that fact, yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much. That's that done. So. As it is, I mean, we get updates from the Wolford WhatsApp group. Nice to see that again. I'm obsessed with this.
Yeah, forgot
I'm
about
obsessed with. I want to see what goes on in this Wolford WhatsApp group. The gossip must be in there.
that. Imagine when, can you imagine them all when Kat bought the Vic, they'd be like, excuse me, what's just happened in the space of a day? Did
Yeah.
any of you see that one coming? We thought Ian had it in the bag, but yeah. It
I'll
would
tell you
be
what.
nice to see it, would it?
You know who's admin on that group is Tracy. I bet you, because she knows everything.
Oh, I don't reckon. I
It would
think
be,
Kathy would be quite high
you
up for being
reckon?
in an
You reckon the
admin there.
matriarch of Albert
Yeah.
Square is the sort of the
Yeah.
main
But
person, the
then
administrator of the group?
you can imagine Kathy would be a bit like, hang on, how do I add somebody in the add someone in
Yeah,
the how do I do Peter, you're
but
gonna have to come and help me with this. Come
no,
on.
bless her. Kathy's all over the technology. I 100% believe she's not. I think Kathy
You
would be absolutely.
reckon?
Oh God, yeah. Kathy's a young one. She might be in her 70s, but she looks and acts like she's in her 20s. Come on.
I think she'd be capable of like using it, but then that's when she'd start getting confused. She'd be able to send out messages and organise stuff, but it'd come to, oh, they've changed it again. Why do they have to do all these updates? Where's
Yeah.
that add member button gone? I had it a minute ago. She'd be one of those, I
Yeah.
reckon.
So
But a bit less Yorkshire
trying to
than
work
my
out how
mum.
to, yeah, exactly. I'm far less northern. So that's
Yes.
sort of going on. Meanwhile, Howie, where do we, what,
Howie, Howie,
Howie?
Howie.
Now, what is he up to, please? What's going on here?
I don't know, because obviously last week we saw him overhearing the conversation that Kim was having with Denise, which has obviously bruised his ego, made him feel quite inadequate. But like you say, Kim's been pretty horrendous to him this week. So
I
if
think
anything, I'd
so.
just be like, deal with it, Kim. I ain't got any money.
Yeah.
So you're gonna have to love me for not having money. But instead, it's made him turn evil and twisted, which is not a side I was expecting from Howie.
Isn't.
I mean,
I
evil
mean,
and twisted. Well, no, it is a bit. It is
I
definitely
mean, it's a bit
twisted.
twisted. I don't know about evil, but it's a bit.
Yeah.
He's gone a sort. He's gone a little bit dark. Now, I don't necessarily mind this because let's be real here. Howie has been up to this point not an amazingly developed character
Yeah.
since his arrival, has he really? You know, they've
No,
sort of.
he's not.
He's been a nice community character. He's been very much sort of
Yeah.
Kim's partner, but we've never
Yeah.
really had much of
A
his own
nipper
screen
stay.
time. Yeah. And like sort of he's
Yeah.
Denzel's dad and he's Kim's partner, but we've never really
Yeah.
looked too much into Howie's psyche up to now. So I don't
Yeah, I
mind this
agree.
necessarily. And I feel like it's interesting that he's sort of feeling like he's not up to Kim's high expectations of
Yeah.
him, especially when he overhears her talking about Vincent.
Yeah, but even this feels a bit too far for Howie. Like, to if it was maybe somebody who wasn't Patrick that this had happened to and he'd been witness to, and then
Yeah.
he said, well, I want to keep the money. Let's say he witnessed it happen to Ian or somebody. You
Yeah.
could go, right, well, in Howie's head, Ian's probably rich to him because he owns a couple of businesses. He's not that close to Ian. He's in a bit of a predicament with money, so I can kind of see why he might do it. But he lives with Patrick. He's almost you know, he's a family figure to him, isn't he?
Yeah,
Like,
they're
in his
close.
family. Yeah. So the fact that he's doing it to someone like Patrick, when it was Patrick's winning,
I mean,
yeah, something's not right.
was he planning on keeping all the money, or was he just using that as leverage, trying to make himself look a little bit tougher to Lauren and Oscar in order to get the money back?
No, he would put, he's
You reckon
took
he
the
was? You
money.
reckon?
He's
Oh,
got the money
yeah, but you reckon
because,
he's gonna keep all of that to himself now, you reckon?
well, how would he return the money? How is he going to return it without dobbing somebody in it? Is
Oh
he
yeah, that's true.
just going to per because otherwise, Lauren and Oscar were already saying we're just going to they were going to purse it through the door. They were going to give the money
Yeah.
back, and then they decided against it because of Howie being like, "Well, I want it," and then they were kind of like, "Well, we can't do anything now because what if he then reports it as knowing it were us," kind of thing. So no, I don't think how I think Howie had every intention of just keeping it. I don't think he was going to give any back. Yeah,
Bad Howie.
exactly.
Bad
Exactly, because he's
Howie.
already spent some of it on Denzel's festival. He says at end of week, he's like, "Oh, I've got him a luxury yurt and, you know, all that jazz."
Honestly, this festival that I now know they're going to leave the square for. Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Although at the same time, like, everybody's giving him loads of this about the festival, and I'm sort of like, even including Denzel, who's acting like a bit of a sport brat about it. I feel like you'd turn around to him and say, "Do you know what? Screw off. No, you can't go to a festival. You're going to act like that."
Yeah, to be honest with you, I think I'd be like, if you're that desperate, maybe go and get yourself a summer job, save your money up then, because I ain't got it right now.
Yeah,
I get that all
exactly.
your mates
500
want to go.
quid. It's a lot of money.
Do you know what? I see these TikToks, Rob, of parents who are like, you know, they filmed themselves like out doing an odd day at work, and they're like, I'll do all this odd day at work, 13-hour shift today, just so that my
Yeah.
kid can buy their computer game character a new costume. And that's what I was thinking. Yeah,
Honestly, this
that's
is why
what
I
we
don't want to
think.
be. This is one of the reasons why I don't want to be a parent. I can't be arsed with all that. If you're
Honestly,
going to do a
madness,
14-hour
isn't
shift
it?
just so someone can buy themselves an avatar, like, piss off. No, I'm not
Exactly,
doing it.
isn't it?
Yeah.
I
So
thought
where
we're in
does
some.
it?
I don't know, a festival's a bit more of an experience, but
I mean,
still, the
to be fair,
principle.
I wouldn't trust the teens of Walford to go to a festival on their own. Something bad's going to
You
happen at
wouldn't,
this
would you?
festival. Something bad's going to happen. Someone's
That
doing
is.
drugs
Do
or
you know
something to do
what?
with alcohol. Someone's going to get alcohol poisoning. Something bad's going to happen.
That's so true. None of them are 18 yet, are they?
No,
They're all
no.
still like, what, seven,
This
16, 17? You wouldn't be
matter.
letting your kid go
No, of
until they're 18,
course you
right?
wouldn't. This is an issue-based storyline waiting to happen. This festival.
It is.
It
It
really is.
definitely is. Yep.
So, where's this going, do we think, with Howie?
I don't know, because I obviously is it going to be that he gets so greedy and desperate for money, and then Kim's probably going to treat him really well when she sees he's got a bit of money. How strategic is he going to be?
I don't think
Or is
that's
he going to
strategic. I
be,
think he's going to be very good at this.
well, in which case are they all just going to go, "Howie, how come you suddenly got the exact amount of
Yeah.
money that was stolen from Patrick? Was
Yeah,
there
funny
even
that.
another, was there even another person there?" But
Yeah.
then again, Patrick did wrestle with Oscar, and you know, he was a lot taller than Howie, so maybe it won't be that angle that they
Yeah.
take. I don't
But then at the
know.
same time, Jack's going to be involved in all of this as well. So is it really wise to be doing
True.
this?
Very true. Very
All it's going to
true.
take is
But
for him to say
then,
one suspicious thing, and Denise is going to say to Jack, "Do you know what Howie said earlier? This was weird."
or will Jack find out that it was Oscar because of his connection, you know, and then he'll feel a bit in the middle of it all because he'll actually know what's happened. I mean, if that did happen, if I were Jack, I'd just blubbing tell everyone and go, "Well, it was Oscar who did it," and then I was blackmailed him. So fight between yourselves about what to do, I reckon.
And final question, how are we getting Oscar onto the roof of that Vic? How is this happening? This has got to be some sort of climax before Max, hasn't it? So,
Probably just Fat Michael chasing. I mean, he's working on fruit and veg stall.
yeah, it's quite
He'll
close.
think Fat Mike and his crew are here. Right,
Yep.
I'm
Run into
just
the
gonna have to
pub.
leg it. Run into the pub. Run onto the roof. They'll follow. Next thing,
Enter
Max comes
Max.
back to the square, looks up, "Get off my son!" Runs in. Bish bash bosh. Fat
There you
Mike.
go.
Hopefully, it'll be Fat Mike who lands on the
Oh
floor.
God, yeah. Someone's going, oh dear. Right, so let us know your predictions in the comment sections. Let us know where you think it's going. Let's move on now to the next story. Okie dokie, on to Callum now. So, Callum's temptation has risen again this week. And frankly, who wouldn't be tempted by a picture of Johnny looking like he's applying for Love Island holding an inflatable watermelon?
What was right? That can we just discuss that photo, Johnny?
Sure.
Were we supposed to think
That that was
that's him on a
real?
beach in Seville, or are we supposed to? Because actually, my first thought was, I'd refer to her taken by a photographer on the cruise.
Well, I thought, because of the way the photo looked, I thought that he would put his head through one of those, like, wooden car, you know, those wooden things that you just, like, you put your face through and it's like a body underneath you. I thought it was one of them. It was just...
Oh, even his body?
I think,
like
yeah. Because it was,
like...
it just looked quite badly photoshopped, didn't it?
I just don't like, they could have made it look a bit more
Was that him?
realistic. I don't understand. They could have mentioned, like, he could have sent it and been like, lol, look at this that a photographer took.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just something like that, because he was
Because
so
other than that,
cheesy.
the inclination is that Linda took that photo. Go on, Mum, make me look dead
Yeah,
sexy. Go
that's
on, send
true.
this to Callum.
Yeah, go on. Oh yeah, we'll use that as a
Oh yeah.
background. Yeah.
I always
Oh
use my
yeah,
ma
watermelon inflatable,
Oh, that'll do
perfect on
it.
this
That'll turn
picture.
him on. Oh, that'll turn him on.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this picture isn't done until I've got inflatable fruit.
Right.
What?
So
Carry on.
actually, no, that is a very valid point though, because otherwise it is a somewhat innocent photo that your mate sent you on holiday. But had it
Yeah.
been a selfie of him, like, check me out in my trunks, is that what you call swim
Shorts.
shorts?
Shorts, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call them budgie
You know?
smugglers and like Jay did. I
No.
don't think they were quite budgie smugglers.
No. But
Was it
anyway, something like that would have been a
yeah.
bit more
I
like
don't know. The fr
30,
frankly, I
maybe.
don't know whether it was him or not, in all honesty. It looked maybe you think we sort of focused on it a little bit too long and we sort of realized that that's
Yeah.
definitely not a real photo, but never mind.
Yeah,
It was
right.
meant to be, and Callum
Yeah.
was absolutely charged with eroticism at the sight of it.
Oh.
And sent him apparently quite a flirty text message back saying, "Can't wait to see your tan lines." And then he's trying to sort of like justify it by saying, "It's a harmless banter. It's harmless flirting." It's like, no, it's not, Callum, is it really? Come on.
Well, it's not when you've already been there, done that, and got the
Yes.
t-shirt, is it? Which he has,
No.
right? Yeah,
Yeah,
he
that's what he's
has.
saying.
Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
he's got
A
a few
few
t-shirts.
times.
A few t-shirts. Yes. Jay sort of discovers this. So this issue is kind of up out in the open again and it is an issue again, which is unfortunate for Callum because guess who's coming back, ladies and gentlemen, officially announced. Spoiler sirens. Nina,
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 Nina. Now,
Nina.
we said a few weeks back when the notion of Ben returning was first sort of put out there, we did
Yeah.
say there is absolutely no way that they can return Ben without it
No.
being ridiculous. And lo and behold, they've managed it. Because,
Wow. Okay, yes.
I mean, like, okay, so it turns out he will return because Jono, Callum, the highway dad, the homophobic one that
Yeah.
Phil punched, that Callum doesn't speak to anymore, he's going to die and it's going to be his
Yes.
funeral. And
Yeah.
Ben is going to be released on day release to go to the funeral of
Day
a.
release from America. Day
Day release
release
from
from
America.
America.
Yep, day
Oh,
release from
that's a long
America.
day.
It is a long day. It's quite a long way to be released for one day to go to the funeral of a man that you've met once, didn't like, and that your husband doesn't even speak to.
Right. See, you mentioned this. So Rob messaged me this actually and said, "Well, he didn't even like him and he only met him once." However, if you are entitled to day leave because your in-laws passed, you'd take it, wouldn't you? Whether
Yeah,
you
but
liked
are
him or
you?
not.
But are you?
Are you well, that's a whole other. I have no idea if you're entitled to it or not.
It seems
Not a clue.
unlikely.
But
All the way from
if you are,
America, it
which
feels unlikely. I don't know. Maybe you
I
are.
don't know though, but Callum can fly over and, you know, have these
And
con what
sleep
they
with
call
him, yeah.
conjungal visits or whatever they're called.
I still can't believe
Conjungal
that's a thing. Conjungal visits. Yeah,
Is
that's
that
the
what they're
one.
called?
That's what it's called. It's exactly what it's called, Ray. Yeah. I still think that's insane, to be
Strange things
fair.
have happened.
Can't believe that's a thing.
Well,
But yeah, that's.
you can be released though on in prisons like in the UK. You can be released for funerals, but I don't know where they draw the line on. Is it got to be like a direct next of kin family member, like, or can you go to your Uncle John's funeral? I don't know, because I feel like it depends on how close you are and how do they know how close you are to somebody.
I mean, all I will say is it seems ridiculous, but it was this is the problem with sending Ben to prison in America. There was no
Yeah.
logical way to bring him back, was there? So they had to sort of make us think, can you just bear with us while we just return him and just don't criticize us too much, all right? He's coming back, deal with the weirdness, and then we'll be fine.
Well, no, but do you know another way around it? And I don't think they will do it, but they could have just been like, oh, Ben's getting a transfer. They've agreed that he can do the rest of his sentence
Yeah,
like
I'd
in the
believe that.
UK.
Maybe that might still
And
happen.
then And then it'd be a bit more believable that he's allowed out on day release. But for a prison in America to presumably pay for his flights, I don't know how it'd work.
This is
Or
what I mean, like business class, what you can
for a
do is just
day,
throwing them in the luggage rack. Yeah, I mean, that might still happen in all fairness. They might do this thing where it's sort of like, yeah, American prisons, like they're trying to sort of empty them out and Ben's being sent back to the UK. That could happen, and then that might make it theoretically reasonable that he's having a day release to go to this funeral. But I don't know, we'll see. What I will say is that I bet you every penny that I ever earn that he escapes
Oh,
and goes on the
don't,
run.
Rob.
I bet you
Don't.
£150 that that's what happens.
But then if they do that, he's gonna get a longer sentence. So they'd
No,
shoot
he's just going to go
themselves
on the
in foot if
run.
they did that.
He'll go on the run and then he'll return when they're ready to bring Ben back again. And then they'll come up with some story as to like the police just forget about him or something like that, or something will happen.
They let him
And
off because, you know, he
yeah,
saved somebody
because
from a
he's
burning
Ben.
building
Yeah,
and therefore he
yeah,
doesn't need to go to prison
yeah,
for anything that he has ever
yeah.
done wrong. The
Something
end.
like that. I
You
bet
reckon?
you. I bet you he escapes when he's. I
Nah.
bet
Do you
you
know
he
what?
escapes when he's in the
Right.
UK. I
I'm
bet
gonna
you.
bet you a tenner that he doesn't then.
Okay. Yeah.
Shake on it. Right.
Yep. We've just done a
Right.
shake. But what we have done just done a shake. What we've done, if you're only listening, is look like idiots and just hold our hand out at the camera and just wave at each other. But
It's a virtual shake. Come
virtual
on.
shake. Virtual shake. Also confirmed that Stuart is returning as well for this
Yes.
episode.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be, and jo so the promo picture is Callum and Ben with all handcuffs, and then Stuart and Johnny's there as well. So this is
Oh,
clearly all
yeah.
this is all gonna the fact that Johnny's there means that Callum and Johnny's relationship is clearly gonna go to the next level, because why the hell else would Johnny go to the
Well,
funeral?
I did think that, but then I wondered, did Johnny kind of know his dad a bit? Because obviously they grew up around each other. He was his best mate, weren't he? So he might know
Maybe,
his
but
dad. But he might have known him enough to go, well, I'm still in touch with you. Yeah, I'll come with you for a bit of support. Maybe he didn't know Ben. Maybe they don't find out until Ben's there that Ben's coming.
I
So
bet they,
maybe
yeah, which in
Johnny's
itself
gone.
seems
I know.
unlikely, because why
But
wouldn't
it
you
might be
know that?
that Johnny's like, oh, look, if you need someone, Callum, I'll be there for you, you know. And he'll be like,
Yeah.
yeah, you know, without Ben being here. And then he'll be crying on Johnny's shoulder, and then Ben will turn up, and
Yeah.
then he'll
Escape.
escape.
Ben will escape. Telling you, it's got it. That's gonna happen.
I
I'm telling you
really.
now.
Well, I wouldn't mind him escaping, but then you've got to follow it through with he needs to go to jail for a longer time if you're going to make him escape. Do you know what I
No,
mean? But
they'll
that
think of
won't
some reason.
happen. So that's
They'll
why I'm
think
already against it.
because the thing is, he's supposed to be in prison for 6 years, all right? And we've
Right.
already heard that he's been fighting in prison and all that kind of thing. So he's not getting let out early for good behavior.
Yeah, exactly. He shouldn't, if
So
anything.
if we know that he's coming back at some point, I think they have said that he's only in it for these couple of episodes and not said anything about him returning again. But
Okay.
what's the point? Do you know what I mean? If they're not bringing him back full time later on in the year
Unless he's coming back so that they can
or next
officially
year.
end things between Callum and Ben. So that he
Ooh,
can move on to Johnny
Wade, he's a brave man if he does
ethically, in
that.
inverted commas.
Ethically. Wade is a brave man. I'm telling you that. If that's what happens.
Aren't they still a couple though, Ben and Callum?
Yeah, they're
Like
still
they've not split
married.
up, have
They're
they? So he's
married.
cheating on him.
Yeah, he
Callum's
is.
cheated on him
Yeah.
numerous times.
Yeah.
Shame.
We shall see. We shall see. But we're in for a fun old time with the Balham train, let me tell you. So that's happening. Meanwhile, so this sort of kind of all starts going on because Elaine and Callum are chatting
Yes, at
about,
the Albert, yeah.
yeah. And Elaine's basically just trying to encourage Callum to move on. Like everybody has been completely and utterly disregarding the fact that Callum's married.
Yeah,
Jay and the
right.
Mitchells are the only ones that are bothered about this whatsoever.
So true, isn't it? Like, yeah, Callum, you are still married. I know he's
Yeah.
like in
No,
prison.
have a good time, love. You deserve it. Go on, knock
Yeah,
yourself
you can still
out.
go and see him on those little visits that you have
Go on,
every so
love.
often,
He
and have
doesn't
your
need to
cake and
know.
eat it while you're in Walford. Go on. Yeah. But yes, Elaine's very pushy on him, isn't she?
Yes,
Like, you know.
yes. But a wish that I've wanted for a little while was granted this week. I'm very excited about
I
this.
think we called this, by the way,
I
Rob,
think
on
we
an episode.
did.
We did call this. We 100% called this. Yeah. Go on.
Elaine and Cindy are now in business together, working for the Albert. I love every single modicum of this. It's brilliant.
So do I. I am actually so glad that they've got this like frenemy thing going on, and
Peggy and
they kind of
Pat.
respect each other in a way.
Are they the new Peggy and Pat? Is that
Are
where
they
this
the
is
new
going?
Peggy and Pat? Because Sharon and Kat are no longer the Peggy and
Exactly.
Pat,
And
are they?
that was where that was going. But this, I mean, I don't think we're there yet with them, because I don't think they're even
No.
friends yet, are they really? They've got to
No.
build up the friendship before they move on.
The
But this is the thing.
frenemies.
Yeah, but
Frenemies still.
they're both single at the minute, is the
Yeah.
thing. And I kind of quite like them. So I feel like the Cindy and George thing might still kind of play on, but I'd quite like Elaine to just sort of move on from George. And maybe the two of them go to war over a new man.
I was going to say, if they share a similar type, then maybe that's going to be a thing that keeps moving forward, that they keep going for the same guy and it's going to be a case for who wins kind of thing. Although, arguably, they're very different people in some ways,
Yeah,
but
very quietly, yeah.
I'm here for it. We had like Elaine was crying on Yolanda's shoulder earlier in the week. Well, not
Yes.
cry, not literally crying, but complaining that,
Oh.
oh, can't get a job giving away free drinks
Oh.
anymore.
Yeah.
But
I'm having to pay. Everyone's having to pay.
yeah,
Oh.
it's a sad time for everyone in London. But so she's saying, everybody wants a CV and they want all this, that, and the other, and you can't just get a job. And what happened to good old experience? And oh, look what happened. Cindy's
Yeah.
struggling. She needs help. Bish, bash, bosh. Perfect.
I love it. I mean,
Love
yeah,
Elaine
I
in the
mean,
Albert.
arguably, I don't think at Christmas when Cindy was kind of being revealed as sort of the big affair with Junior was being revealed, I don't think anyone would quite have predicted Cindy and Elaine working together in kind of close partnership at any point, but I don't mind it. I think it's going to work really, really nicely.
It works as well because they're still jibing at each other in between as well. But
Yeah.
actually, Elaine can see Cindy needs the help, and Cindy can see that Elaine needs a job and wants to do all her front of house stuff, as
Yeah.
she puts it. So perfect, isn't it?
And Elaine suits that place down to the ground. I don't
Yes.
think Cindy's going to be there forever, if I'm honest. I've said this before. I feel like Cindy might sort of lose it at some point, the business, and Elaine will just take over.
Possibly, or she might just say, do you want to just buy it off me, Elaine? Like, I don't think it's for me, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. I don't mind them both being there for a bit.
No, I mean I don't mind it. I love their relationship. I think it's really fun to watch. Kind of mini spoiler siren. I know Michelle Collins is doing something at the Edinburgh Festival this year, so I feel like she's going to take another break soon. So I don't know whether
So
that's going
she'll
to
leave
leave.
Elaine in charge for a bit,
Yeah,
maybe, and
I
just say,
think
I'm going on
so.
holiday, maybe, or
Yeah,
something. Yeah.
something like that. Yeah, I
Yeah.
think that's just. So I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But that's exciting. The Albert under new management, and it suits Elaine down to the ground. Can we hope for more Drew now?
I was wondering that. They're going to have all these drag queens cancelling at the last minute, and Elaine will be like, I know just the person for this.
Exactly. And then
Yes.
have Drew and Cindy meet. Oh my God, it writes itself, right?
Yeah, it all writes
Yes,
itself, doesn't
please.
it? And then Elaine can explain to Cindy the entire situation, and then they might start bonding. But then when they have an argument, Cindy might throw it back in her face and be like, well, at least my husband didn't leave me for a drink,
Yeah,
which would be
beautiful.
very on brand for Cindy to say something like
Beautiful.
that, wouldn't it?
Love it, love
Yeah,
it, love
writes
it. Yes, please.
itself.
Writes itself. Yes, please. So before we move on to the big storyline of the week, we just have one little storyline to discuss, and that is Suki, Eve, and Avani.
So the madness that is the Avani Suki Eve storyline continues this week, Rob.
Yeah.
And Avani is preparing to go for her first scan at the hospital when who should return but Vinny?
Yes,
Vinny's back
yes.
from Canada, isn't he? So he
Wasn't a
has a
very long
lovely little
trip.
catch up.
Wasn't a very long
Yeah, it
trip to
wasn't.
Canada, was it? It was only gone for like the weekend.
I was expecting a lot longer for such
Yeah,
a
so was
long
I.
haul flight for him. Anyway, Eve convinces Suki, you need to stay here and, have a catch up with Vinny, have a good catch up. I'll take Avani to McClunkey's, before we have that show, they try and say to Vinny, we've got a big day out planned.
Honestly, they could have said anything to Vinny at that point. Vinny would have been
Glitch,
like, yeah, fair, that sounds believable. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
fine.
Yeah,
She
yeah.
could be there with 9 month bump and he'd be like, yeah,
Yeah.
okay, cool,
All right, yeah. Enjoy Chicago. Have fun. Yeah.
So Eve takes Avani to McClunkey's and they have a chat. And I think the idea of this chat is actually, I think Eve went with the intention of trying to put Avani off the idea, didn't she? But it ends up being that I think Avani convinces Eve that it's maybe not such a bad idea. It ends up being because she's talking very, openly about, oh, I just think that Suki really needs this. Grandma would, she really needs this. She'd make such a, she wants to have another chance at being a mom and she wants it more than anything in the world. And I'm sat there, I don't know about you, thinking, she didn't 2 weeks ago, but all
No,
right. Like, it's the first we've heard of it.
This is the problem
I
with this
mean,
line, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
the thing is though, does Eve know that the only real reason that Barney said yes to this was the fact that Suki was offering her money? Is he even aware of
Yeah, that's
that?
not really been mentioned again, has it? Like, because that did seem, like we said, to be the main reason that Avani turned around and agreed as soon as she mentioned money. And then it's not really been spoke about again, has it? Which is
No.
odd to not even mention it. But maybe it's because Eve's, knows, like, oh, right, well, yeah, you'll be paying for the costs along the way. Is that all it is? Or is she going to pay her a bit extra, do you think?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think Eve could have, like, at some point, if she was trying to genuinely turn Avani off this idea, I think it's not unfair to say that Avani has maybe thought through the whole idea of handing over this baby once she's given birth to it. But I don't think she's given a second's worth of consideration for the 9 months preceding when she's going through pregnancy and all the hell that is, I mean, all the beautiful stuff, but also all the physical pain that can be pregnancy and the labor and all of that kind of madness for a 16-year-old.
Already done 3 months there, to be fair, and
She's.
that's arguably one of the worst parts, supposedly, for a
Is
lot of
it?
women, is the
Well,
first trimester. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
how did you
That's.
find it? All right?
Do you know what, Rob? I had a great pregnancy. I'm
You
not going
did,
to
didn't
lie to
you?
you. I didn't
Yeah,
have
you were
any.
fine. Yeah, you had a great time.
So,
Yeah.
Avani's clearly been the same so far.
You didn't even start showing till quite late on, did you? I didn't think, like, I remember you
About.
once sent me a photo and you were like, oh, yeah, you're very pregnant.
Yeah, all
But
of a
that
sudden
was.
it popped.
Yeah, but you were quite late on when that really started to happen, weren't you?
About what, 5 6 months
Oh,
maybe? This is what I was saying about
I think
Avani,
about
you
the
could
week before you
argue.
gave birth, it started
Yeah.
popping, wasn't
Oh no, it
it?
definitely wasn't. No, it definitely, I'd say after like my 20-week scan, I think that's when it started being a bit more obvious. But
Yeah.
yeah, so Avani went for her 12-week scan, so that shows that she's 3 months
It's
pregnant.
a lot. She's a lot more pregnant than I think we thought she was, isn't it?
I don't know, because I do remember it being quite a while ago with
Yeah.
Joel, but it does mean
I mean, it
that
makes sense, but yeah.
her getting to the point of not being able to abort will happen a lot sooner than we were anticipating, perhaps, which I still think is Suki's plan, but I
Yeah,
don't
I
know how
absolutely.
it's going to go.
I still don't think this birth is happening. I think something's going to happen that makes Avani think, no, screw this. And then she's going to go and have a termination behind their back. And then maybe lie
Oh.
about it and still get the money. Maybe. I don't know. But I don't think this baby's. I
Interesting.
don't think this baby's happening. I think it will take one conversation with Joel for her to be like, don't be stupid, Avani. And then she'll go. And then she'll go and have a termination while she can.
Oh
I
no,
think.
I think she's been fully manipulated by Suki, and I just think as long as Suki can keep it a secret for long enough, it'll all go ahead, is what I think. Do I want it to though? No, I do think I'm going to be honest, like teen pregnancy, could we have given her something else?
Yeah, it's been
Like,
done, hasn't it? Yeah.
but then also, I don't really feel like this storyline is about Avani anymore. I feel like it's more to do with Suki now,
Yeah, I
arguably.
agree. I don't. Yeah, I completely. This is more about Suki and Eve, and I think this is more
Yeah.
about giving problems and drama for Suki and Eve, and for Eve maybe to see a slightly different side to Suki.
But then, so later in the week, they go for the scan. Eve supposedly is, thinking, wow, look at Suki. She's in her element. She absolutely loves this baby already. And I love Suki even more because of how much she's looking at this baby of her, 16-year-old granddaughters that she's buying. I love that she's looking at it so lovingly. And then
Yeah, I'm so.
supposedly agrees, Eve
You know when she
does.
turned around and like showed the picture of the scan, and it's like,
Yeah.
isn't it beautiful? Did you think your blob was beautiful on that first scan? Because I feel like it just looked like a load of pixels at that point.
Yes, Rob, it
Okay.
is.
Okay, sorry,
Excuse
carry on.
me. Excuse me. Yes, it is.
Is it? Okay,
That's the
fine.
first time you see
Your
your
child, yeah. Oh
child.
yeah, you as the mother can turn around and say, isn't it beautiful? But I feel like, if it's not yours, it's sort of it's
But
just
it is
it's
theirs.
okay,
But it
yeah.
is theirs.
It
In
is
their
theirs, yeah.
minds, though, it is.
That's true,
And
yeah.
at the very least, in Suki's mind, she would view them as her great granddaughter, at the very
Yeah. I
least.
feel like Eve is not in a position to say, yes, that's the most beautiful picture I've ever seen.
I don't know. Well, I'll be honest with you, no. Considering she didn't want kids 2 weeks ago,
Yeah,
no, probably
exactly.
right, to
I
be
think
quite
Eve's not quite at the
honest.
level where she's looking at baby
Yeah.
scans and thinking, yeah, that's the most gorgeous load of pixels I've ever seen in my life.
Well, so talking of Eve, we're in a
Yeah.
bit of I don't think we agree, do we? So I'm fully thinking Eve's been convinced after this week, but you're not so convinced that she's 100% into it.
I mean, I think that she's biding her time, I would say. I think that she went
Ah,
along.
see, I've
I think she
done
went along with a lie for Priya because that needed to happen at that moment. But I feel like
Yeah.
it will take a little thing for her to see sense again.
Interesting, because I after this week, I was like, wow, she's been fully converted into the idea and she's all for it. But like you say, this is the thing because I think the last we see of him this week, Eve and Suki are having a conversation, and Eve says to Suki, "Look, I'm on board, but the next step is you need to tell Priya and Ravi. That's the only way I'm on board." And
Yeah.
then we don't see him again for the rest of the week.
And Suki's
So,
clearly not planning on doing that yet, is she?
how well, this is it. I don't think she is. I genuinely think Suki's plan is just keep it secret until you can
Until it's
no
too
longer get to
late.
the abortion
Yeah.
clinic,
Yeah.
and then we'll tell him. And then, yeah,
Yeah.
like you say, it's too late and we're in
Yeah.
this situation.
They're going to go
But
mad. They're going to go
yeah, but how's
apeshit.
Suki going to keep stalling Eve and Avani to not tell him? Avani, I
Well,
feel like, could be a bit more easy to convince. Don't tell him until you've got to this stage. But
Yeah.
Eve, I won't believe of it. I won't believe her.
This is what I
Believe
mean.
her.
I don't see. So you love it, don't you? You love
My
it. You
name
love
puns. Love
it.
a name pun,
You
Rob.
do. Now she's a believer.
Good one.
I just don't think that Eve is 100 billion% convinced, because I think she felt bad about lying to Priya, and I think she feels like, oh, I shouldn't have to be doing this. I don't think she's 100% convinced. I think there is a sort of side to Eve where she's still sort of like, this is a terrible, terrible idea, and she's just trying to bide her time and keep Suki and Avani happy while she works out what to do next.
I don't think that she's biding her time. I think she's been fully manipulated into it by Suke.
Yeah.
However, I do agree with you saying that it could take just one thing for her to see sense and change her mind.
Yeah.
But whether that'll happen in time, I don't know. I kind of hope it does because
I hope it does.
I actually don't want this to go ahead, if I'm honest with you, the rest of this storyline. Yeah, I don't know how I want it to play out exactly. Even if, as much as I don't want there to be a teen pregnancy, even if it was that Avani changed her mind and said, "You know what, I've bonded with this baby. I've decided I'm going to have it for
Yeah,
myself."
yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
wouldn't even mind that. But
It would make more
Suki and Eve
sense.
going through with it, just
Yeah.
no, thank you. Just
Yeah.
don't. It feels immoral, I think we said last week.
Yes, wrong. That's what it is. It's wrong.
Wrong.
And I think, like I said, it's going to take one conversation with one young man to make Avani realize that this could cause her a lot of trouble. And that young man, ladies and gents, is Joel. So, on to the biggest storyline of the week, and this was Joel and the incel storyline. Now then, before we start really talking about Joel, so we had a little brief discussion about his mother.
Oh, yeah. You
Because I
mean
feel like Cleo,
Cleo?
who
Cleo?
the hell's Cleo?
Sounds a bit like Zoe in a way. You've got an E and an O in there, Rob, if you really wanted to.
If you
Is she
really.
Cleo or is she Zoe using the name Cleo? What
Why would she
like
be? Why would
what?
she be doing a Cindy and using a different name, may I ask?
Because of all the den stuff, maybe? She wanted to go on
Possibly.
the run a little
Was she on the?
bit.
I'm trying to remember what Zoe's exit was. Was she going on the run? I feel like it was something to do with the den stuff. So you might be right there, but it feels like it's just kind of been put in to add a little bit of mystery to it because people might have guessed it.
Do you think so? It's like to throw us off the
Maybe.
scent a bit.
Maybe,
But
because it
then
did
if
throw me off the scent. I was sort of like, wait,
it
what?
yeah. But then it's okay, let's say it is Zoe, is clear, right? Which it still could be, let's be honest. Who's
Yeah.
she marrying then? Because why would she get in
Yeah.
touch?
Yeah, exactly. Like, why?
And
Who is
also
she
she's on
married
the
all of a
run,
sudden?
Zoe. Zoe's on the
Yeah.
run. Andy said, "Oh, she didn't want you to see it on socials,"
Yeah.
which makes you
Something
think
was.
that it's not
Yeah.
Zoe because then she won't be on social media seeing as though she's supposedly on the
Well,
run at the minute.
she would have. She had a different
A
name and a
different
different
name.
identity. I mean, look. I mean, this is the thing. We know our soaps, right? We've been doing this long enough to know the structure of when a big reveal is coming, right? And the
Yeah.
fact that Joel is currently falling out with all the Slaters and having like a really bad
True.
time with them all, just in
Yeah.
time for it to be revealed that actually he's kind of half Slater, and
Yeah, very true.
the fact that Vicky and Zoe never got on in the first place, and you've got that additional element to it. I feel like there's going to be a little bit of rehashing of the George Cindy stuff with that, to be fair. I feel like it's sort of going to be like Ross falling in love with Zoe all over again, just kind of like George did with Cindy. You know, it's going to be that sort of setup, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
But it feels
But
like
then
all the
again,
pieces are in place for a big reveal and for it to have as much impact as possible where we are right now, you know?
I agree, and it'd make total sense for it to be Zoe. But yeah, like you said, was this Cleo stuff just to throw us off? I've even seen some people saying, "Yeah, Cleo is Zoe, and she's going to come back with Anthony, and that's who she's engaged to."
Maybe that's who she's getting married to. Yeah,
That
maybe.
yeah, I've seen
I mean, that
people
was a quick
saying that, but
engagement.
then.
It's possible.
He'd know that she's obviously not clear, I guess. But yeah, like I
Yeah.
said, it was the main thing for me with the social media thing. But like you say, I guess if her Facebook profile's in the name of Clear, then no one would find her
Yeah.
anyway, would they?
Yeah, because
We
she can
can
always
do
not.
reverse, picture searches these days, Rob. But
Deep fake
maybe.
searches, apparently, that's a thing these days.
Ooh, scary.
I don't know. They're throwing, I think they're trying to put a shroud over it at the minute, because I feel like they were deliberately quite cagey when they were talking about Joel's mum this week. Because as soon as she became up in conversation, I think my spidey senses were tingling, because I feel like I was gonna write anything you say now, I'm gonna try and attach to Zoe. And so they started, referring to her as Cleo and saying that she was getting married, and it's sort of like, well, that doesn't seem like Zoe. So what's going on there?
But also, would Vicky have not seen at least a picture of her? Because,
Yeah.
mind you, I guess if Joel hates her that much, they don't want pictures of her around.
No, she 100% would have seen a picture of her, surely.
You'd think, wouldn't you? And she'd be like, well, that's not clear. She's actually called Zoe Slater
Yeah.
and
Yeah, they
used to live on
100.
Albert Square many years ago.
Yeah, and I
She
don't
might
like
not, though,
her.
like I say, because. So, what we did find out this week is that the reason that Ross and Cleo
Yeah.
split up is because she supposedly cheated on him. So, I guess you could say that both Ross and Joel said we don't want any reminders of her. But again, I don't know. I still feel like they would have had at least a picture of her around, like a baby
I
photo or
think so.
something.
Much to discover there, I think. There's stuff going on, but I feel like Zoe's got to be involved somewhere just because of the way that they're
The
setting up all
Slater
the
stuff.
pieces. Yeah. It feels like, I don't know. I don't know. But what it does transpire is that Joel's behavior is obviously very much a result of whatever has been going on with his mum. It's all the woman's fault, Ray. Of course it is. Yes.
That old chestnut.
Wow. What a week we have had with Joel, eh?
What a week. Where do we start with it all, Rob?
I
So he
mean,
finds out about his mum. That's where I think it
yeah.
starts a bit, doesn't it, this week?
This is what sort of dominoes Joel this week and snowballs him into what he kind of is by the end of the week. And I think it's actually a really interesting study of Ross and Joel as well. Some really interesting stuff that goes on here, which I feel like we're going to have a debate about.
Oh,
Oh,
yes.
yes. So when he hears about his mum apparently getting married again, at
Yeah.
first he appears to be all absolutely fine with it. Joel and Tommy are currently kind of working with Ross at the builder's yard, because Vicky is
Yeah.
constantly in Ross's ear, like, you need to sort him out. So he takes her to the builder's yard, and he seems to get on all right there. But interestingly, they did that whole thing about sort of wolf whistling and all that kind of thing, and Ross is really kind of over hypersensitive to anything that Joel is doing like that, which I
Yeah.
think is.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. He's walking on eggshells around this boy. It's really, really kind of interesting to watch.
Well,
You
but given
would,
what
wouldn't
he's
you?
been up to, like
Yeah.
he knows that he's been doing secret filmings. He knows about
Yeah.
the way that he, touched that girl, inappropriately on the
Yeah.
tube. We're gonna call it a tram then, no. We're
That's
in
Corey
London.
Love. That's Corey Love. Yeah, and then when Joel finds out about this, he goes around to Tommy's, which is now the Vic. And they try to steal some booze, and Cat and Alfie catch them, and a kind of row escalates. And then Joel sort of goes into massive sexist mode and starts calling Cat a slag and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, he calls Vicky a melt at first. Then when Kat defends Vicky,
Yeah.
says, "Don't talk." I think she says, "Like, don't talk to a woman like that," which to me should just be like, "Don't talk to an adult
I don't
or
want to
anyone
like that. I
like
mean, I
that."
don't know.
Really?
Is melt a particularly derogatory term to
No,
use towards
that's
a
what
woman?
I
I don't
thought
know.
it were a bit like. But anyway,
Yeah.
fair enough. Don't talk to her like that. Really,
Yeah,
is
basically,
the bit. Yeah,
yeah.
and then he says, "I don't take orders from slags," and it's like,
Oh,
excuse me. Well, then it's
oh.
just how. So
Yeah.
this is where you're right. I think we are going to disagree. Then Ross immediately jumps in and says, "He's sorry, isn't he? You're sorry, aren't you?" And he's like, "No, I'm not."
All
It's like
right.
you shouldn't be apologizing on behalf of the child, even with my 3-year-old, right? The thing is you teach them
Oh, yeah.
what it is they're saying sorry for. You don't just teach somebody to say sorry. Like I could just say sorry. Well, then you're just going to say sorry and not understand the meaning behind it,
Yeah.
are you?
Yeah, of
Which is what
course.
Ross was trying to get Joel to do without
Yeah.
actually saying
He's
to
trying to make it
him,
all go away as
"What are
quickly
you
as he
doing?"
possibly could,
Yeah.
wasn't it? Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
And this is the thing with Ross and Joel this week, which I've kind of found fascinating. And I know that we have different opinions on this, because Vicky says, talk to him, like, just try and talk, like, sort this out, basically, because this is going to start getting out of hand again. Sort him out. So Ross kind of tries to go down the gently, gently approach and try to talk to him and try to sort of listen to what he's saying. And Joel starts kind of giving him all the sort of rubbish that he's sort of picked up online and everything, and then shows him a video. And I think he selectively picked the video that he showed Ross at that moment, to be honest.
Interesting. Oh,
Well,
you think he
because,
deliberately chose one
oh,
that
of
wasn't
course he did.
in inverted commas as bad?
He
Which,
picked.
yeah, but that'd show that he's got an awareness, which I don't think
Oh,
he's
which.
got, if I'm
Oh, I think
honest.
he has got a total
Oh, you
awareness with it.
do?
Oh,
Oh,
100%. I feel like Joel is way further ahead with this than anybody's giving him credit for at the moment, for a start.
Yeah, but I don't think he views what he's viewing as wrong, but do you think that he's manipulative enough to know that,
Well,
the
it's the boiling.
woke, in inverted commas, would
Yeah.
think that that's
Well, it's the
wrong,
boiling
so he
frogs.
knows.
It's the boiling frog situation, isn't it? You would not. Nobody who is in, who gets dragged into this world, would watch the video that Ross discovers from this guy online, and immediately sort. Well, maybe some of them might, but very fewer of them will be pulled into the world immediately from that. You start to sort of you bring them in with the gentler stuff, and then you sort of slowly
Okay.
manipulate them. And I think that's exactly what he was doing to Ross. He was showing him a very mild
Interesting.
video where he could theoretically say, okay, I can see some points of what he's trying to say there. I can, like you'd have to agree with it, but you can sort of see that it doesn't seem as unreasonable as you kind of worry that he's watching. But then obviously Ross kind of goes a bit further into it and then is searing of watching a video from the same guy saying that all women are sex workers and they all want, you know, and it's all, oh, it's all
And
about
they
that
treat
sort of
men as
thing.
customers, and it's
Exactly.
the
Now,
ugly ones who have to work,
yeah.
and
And of course, he isn't going to show his dad that one straight away, is he?
Well, this is it. No, I guess you're right in a way that he's trying to. But then, like I say, because he believes it to all be true, would he think it's that bad, though? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think
If
that
he
he's.
thinks that that's the truth, then
Yeah.
why would he think, oh, I'll not show my dad that one? He must have some level of understanding of maybe this is a bit too extreme.
I think
Don't
he
know.
thinks that there's a difference between extreme and wrong, is the problem. I think he sees
Okay.
that, like, this, he realizes that the more extreme ones are going to be more difficult for him to convince his dad straight off the bat. But
Maybe.
the more mild ones, they can have a start, they can start to have maybe a conversation about it, and
Yeah.
then it can sort of develop from there. But showing him straight away a video where he's calling all women sex workers, that's not going to get his dad on board.
Yeah, easing him in, I guess. Interesting.
And so, they start, you know, and Ross is sort of trying to sort of get on Joel's level with it all and trying to sort of act quite casually and calm about it. They're having a beer and watching these videos. And Ross is sort of like, okay, I can, I mean, I'm not saying this is right, but, you know, he's sort of saying, okay, yeah, I can sort of see your point. Joel goes and gets another beer, and then Ross does a little bit more investigating on the laptop. Not only finds this other video saying that all women are sex workers, etc., but then also goes to Joel's emails and finds videos that Joel has taken and that people are sending him, and he realizes just exactly what is happening here, that Joel is basically a full-blown incel who,
Yeah.
I've got to be honest, feels weeks away from actually raping somebody, and I really, really, really think that Vicky's in danger.
Interesting. I didn't think of it as being Vicky. I wondered if it were going to be Stacey because we're leading to her exit later Turners. I wondered if
Yeah.
that's where they were kind of heading with it. But you might have a point with Vicky, to be fair. I wouldn't be surprised. Or I could imagine him hitting her quite
Oh, well,
badly at least.
he went to hit her this week, but then this was the interesting
That was
thing.
Stacey. I mean, Vicky
No,
might hit
Vicky.
Vicky is what I was
Oh,
wondering. Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, he sees that, he sees these videos, and, you know, a big old row escalates. Interesting reaction from Joel at that point. Like, he started crying and I thought he was faking it, but actually I think they were real tears.
Well, this is what I mean though with Joel. Does like how does he know what's wrong? Like for him, he's thinking, but these videos are wrong, and now he's saying there's something wrong with me. Is there something wrong with me? There's not. This is why we're a bit confused as to what he deems as right and wrong. But yeah, I guess maybe it's what he views as extreme. I think in some ways he knows what's wrong though, like you said, because that's why he's chosen to show him quite a mild video. But I mean, do you not see? I even thinking. Them viewing those clips together, you saw so many contradictions. Like Joel's just got in trouble for stealing beer from the Queen Vic. So then Ross's solution is I'll sit down and let you have a beer at home with me and then watch a video. That in itself is like that would not have been the time to decide to share a beer with your kid. If you wanted to sit and watch the videos, fine, but maybe not with a beer. I
No.
understand where we were coming from trying to watch the videos as well. And again, we see it a bit later on with Harvey, but you can see that Ross has probably said the odd thing over the years. So
This is,
Joel's
yeah, I
like,
thought.
well.
Yeah, I thought the Harvey kind of parallel was really interesting, actually, because actually
Very
that,
clever.
yeah, very cleverly done
Yeah.
that, because actually that's right. You know,
Yeah.
just like Aaron maybe started to pick up on some of Harvey's slightly dinosaur type
Casual racism, you
casual
might kind of like
racism, you know,
say. Yeah.
microaggressions and all that kind of. I think
Yeah. Yeah.
microaggressions can do a lot more damage than I think you give credit to them for, can't they? And I think actually
Yeah.
what's gone on with Ross has probably kind of contributed to that quite a lot as well.
Yeah.
Obviously, Joel has then taken that and gone off in a
Not to this
completely,
extreme.
yeah, has
Yeah.
gone off in a completely new
Like Aaron
direction.
did.
Yeah,
Exactly
exactly.
like
So
Aaron did.
I
Yeah.
think it's interesting. I think Ross actually could have really helped himself by actually just being completely honest with Harvey and saying, seeing
Yeah,
as
I
though Harvey
agree.
basically said my son's a racist terrorist, he could have turned around and said,
Yeah.
well, actually, my son's an incel, and they could have bonded over
Yeah.
that, and Harvey could have been a bit more helpful
You could
for
have
him.
given him some decent advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, the more specific advice. I agree with
Yeah.
that. Yeah.
So he discovers these videos and then
Yes.
trashes Joel's laptop, like throws it in the sink. And Joel's
Yeah.
like a Joel's a mess. Like Joel's absolutely devastated. And the next day, Vicky's furious because Joel's laptop's been destroyed. She doesn't quite know why until Ross
Yeah.
tells her. And when as soon as she finds out, Vicky's sort of like, right, this all needs to be sorted. You know, we need to sort this out. Then he has the conversation with Harvey, and then because Joel's just basically kind of lashing out everywhere this week. He apologizes to Kat, but that doesn't last very long because his views soon start coming out again when he overhears Stacey and Vicky talking, and he basically just gets angry at women being against him and starts feeling really defensive about them, I think, isn't he?
Well, it starts because he's telling Vicky, I'm going home, and like, don't you need to cook tea, kind of thing. And they're
Yeah.
like, all right, you know where a freezer is, there's some chips in there, kind of thing. And then he gets really angry, doesn't he? And he's like, well, my dad's been at work all day. He's starting to come out a bit more, though. He's not trying to hide. This is what I mean. Sometimes he does know what's right, and sometimes he doesn't. Like, he knows to hide those videos of the women, but then he doesn't know that saying something like that is going to get such a big reaction in public. Do you know what I mean? Or does he know, and it's just more that he's not as afraid to speak up now, and he thinks it's his duty to speak up on what he
Well,
supposedly thinks is right?
there's a term that's used in sort of the incel culture world, apparently, called swallowing the black pill, which basically means that
Yes. I thought
when
it was a
you,
red pill. Is it the black
I think
pill?
it's the black pill, I think. I mean, the colour's irrelevant. It's a pill. It's the
There's a
incel
pill
pill. It's a
involved.
pill. There's a pill involved somewhere.
And it's not a good one.
No, it's a metaphorical pill. When you take the pill, you have basically now become fully absorbed into this world, and you sort of believe it. Like once you're at
Yeah.
that stage where Joel is at the moment, like this is a guy that has taken this bloody pill, right? And so him and Stacey then start rowing because obviously he's being a chauvinistic dickhead, and sort of, you know, the subject of Lily comes up, and then Stacey slaps him, which is an issue because actually, what that does is prove Joel's point about the hypocrisy of the societal hierarchies of the genders, I think.
I mean, in a way, well, because he says I'm a kid. I mean, would Stacey have done that had she not drank half a bottle of wine? Probably not. But also, come at a kid about her, come at a mum about a kid in the way that he was as well, which was horrendous. But even Kat, to be fair, said, had he been a few years older, I would have hit him earlier in the week for what he'd said to her. I kind of get what you mean. It's almost justifying some of it for him, isn't it? You know, she's just slapped me, and then you're saying I can't hit a woman, but I'm a
Well,
kid, and she's been
he
hitting
goes to hit
kids.
her back,
He
doesn't he?
does,
Like in full
doesn't
view of
he?
everybody. Like this is
Yeah.
we're bad. This is not good where we're at with
No,
Joel
it's
at all.
not, is it? But then, like you say, is that because he thinks, well, I'm going to defend myself, and I'm a. So maybe in his head, well, a kid can hit a woman if a woman's hit me, but would he view it as, well, when I'm a man, I can't hit a woman? I don't think he would distinguish between that, though.
I feel like that's a part of it though. He's say
You
he
do think
he's
that's
ba
his
Oh, I
justification?
think so. He basically says that he doesn't say those exact words to Russ, but I feel like that's
Yeah.
very part much part of his justification. It's just like, well, she can hit me, but I'm a man and I can't hit her. That's unfair. I can't defend myself, is what he's he, is what and there is a hypocrisy there that is how these worms go into these people's heads, because actually, you know, he's wrong, but there is a sort of hypocrisy there that allows the
I mean,
manipulations of the internet into
yeah.
these young kids, you know?
I mean, Stacey shouldn't have hit him, let's be
No, of course
honest.
you
She
shouldn't.
shouldn't have, but you can understand why she did. Not that that is a reason as to why, but after all
actually,
the
can you
awful
understand
things
why?
he was saying.
But actually, can you understand why she did? Because she was in full view of everybody, and she was slapping. She's a fully grown woman slapping
Well,
a
Rob, this is what
teenager.
I'm always saying about women hitting men on
Well,
serves.
exactly.
You know my views on
I
it.
do.
We're doing opposite way around here
I
right
do.
now, aren't we?
But this is what I
No, I
mean. This is
agree.
the hypocrisy that he can grasp onto as proof of his thinking, you know?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, you're just giving him more justification for some of his views.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, after that, it's how Ross then handles Joel
Yes.
after what's just happened. And what does he do? In my eyes, rewards him again. So he's still the beer, rewards him with beer. Then he sees all the stuff on the laptop, sees everything that happens in the pub, and then gives him a new laptop
Yeah.
and tries to be his mate. Go on then. You think this is the exact right way to handle
No,
it, don't you?
I didn't say it was the right way to do it, but what I mean is I can completely understand why he did. Because I think there is a very, I think it's very easy to sit on the outside of this relationship and say what you think should be happening as, but you know, as another parent or even just even not as a parent. Nobody's doing that wrong. I wouldn't do, I wouldn't put up with this. You know, you, I think you're, it's very easy to parent other people's children, you know, but when you are in that situation, and actually, I think what Ross is in the situation where exactly where Harvey was at this point, where he's trying to deny to himself that this is exactly where we're at. Like, there is nobody on earth that wants to admit that their child is this sort of person. So I feel like you're kind of desperate because he's what does he do? He's tried being harsh, that doesn't work. He's tried doing the softly, softly approach, that isn't going to work. Like, how, like, obviously, the solution, really, considering the videos he found, is to ring the police. But nobody is going to do that straight away for their kid unless it's the absolute last scenario that they find themselves for, I don't think.
Well, I'm sorry to say, but I think Ross has been too much of a wet fart in this situation. I don't know if
Yeah.
international viewers will understand what I mean by that, but
I think they know what farts are abroad,
yeah,
though, yeah.
right.
I think so. Wet farts, however, I don't know about that.
But it's like you say, it goes from one extreme. He acts out in anger, puts his laptop in the sink.
Yeah.
But for me, that were a bit of, I want to get rid of all the
Yeah,
evidence in a way as
exactly.
well.
That's what that was about. That was about
And I
him to try.
understand it. And like you say, no, don't go to the police. But at the same time, there needs to be a balance. I'm all for a bit of gentle parenting, which is what I was saying with the, you don't force somebody to say sorry. You make them understand what it is that they're sorry for. They've got to understand the sorry before they say the sorry. Otherwise, it's a meaningless word, really, isn't it? It's like saying thank you and not understanding why you're saying thank you. But at the same time, where's the line? Because like, come on, what Joel's doing is so extreme. I just think, if like personally in this situation, I think Vicky's way would be too extreme as well, going in all
Yeah.
guns blazing. And I dare I say, coming from a woman, given the situation, would not be the right way to go about things.
See, this is interesting though, because I kind of feel like what Joel actually needs is to talk in a very sort of like manufactured scenario where everybody is safe in the room, considering where he's at this point. But I feel like what he actually needs to do is sit and talk to a woman who knows exactly where what conversation is going to have to is going to have to happen here. But actually, talk to a woman who's not, because this is the other thing. All the women in his life are yelling at him at the moment, and that's not helping either. You know, they're all attacking him, which again goes to his thing of his men versus women. So I feel like there's a woman needs to sit and talk to him and just be like, right, okay, tell me what you think. Go on, give list it all down and let's talk about this. And so he can actually have a sensible conversation instead of constantly having to be on the defense with it, which completely and utterly perpetuates his point anyway.
Well, actually, this is so. I don't want. So I know of a person who I used to be friends with, and I'm not going to name names or anything or
Go
go into too much
on.
details.
Go on. Name them and
But
shame them. Go on.
I know a guy who I would view as an incel, whether he would say that
Really?
himself, he wouldn't. Yeah. And I think it's passed down to his son, right?
Yeah, easily, yeah.
To the point that I've heard that his son was having to go and have some child psychology
Wow, really?
sessions because of their views. And I was thinking, I think that would be the take I would do if I was Ross and Vicky. I would be getting him into a child psychologist because I think his brain has been so changed now, because I think this is the danger with the incel stuff. Once they get to a certain stage, it's hard
Yeah,
to change
it's
somebody's beliefs, isn't
well,
it?
that's the point of the black pill. Yeah, once that's the thing
Yeah,
that's
that's
molded your
it.
brain and just made everything so topsy-turvy in your head where you just don't see it as any other way. And that's exactly where Joel is at the moment. And it's now scary as to where the hell he goes from here because of how far he already is. Which, by the way, they've paced perfectly, I think. Like, I know
I agree. This has been paced perfectly.
we were kicking off about pacing last week, but this has been beautifully done.
I agree with that. But yeah, so I think a child's like, but then the thing I would say, so Ross has just given him this laptop. I'd be saying to him, this laptop's only being used when you're in the room with us and I can see exactly what's on your screen. No taking it upstairs in your room on your own. I'd be like, put it under lock and key, to be quite honest with you. But then explaining why it is and saying, because I can't allow you to watch these videos anymore because it isn't right, and explaining everything. Where it's going to go though, because that, so he's got this laptop, but then having said that, he's sat in dining rooms. He's found Stacey's secret cam. Is
I
she
didn't take
still,
loads
is
of.
that still open? Is that
Well,
still
apparently
on
so.
her profile?
I thought she deleted that when Theo sort of was being because she went to delete it and then Theo upped his game and said, "Is this because you're breaking up with your partner?" And that's how that all kind of snowballed. I thought she deleted this. Apparently not. It's still very much there, and Joel's just found it because Tommy told him about it. So Christ knows where we're going to be from here. But it
This is
proves,
what
but
I'm
in Joel's
wondering.
head, this proves his point because Stacey was a sex worker, and that's what he thinks all women are.
Yeah, it's not be but then it's like you said about swallowing that pill, then you can change everything to suit your perspective because that's how you view everything, isn't it? So yeah, it just shows how dangerous it is. And like you say, a lot of stuff with the Slaters, so
And so much of the Slaters is gonna. If you look through the Slaters' history through this dark lens, like Christ knows what we've got coming between Joel and the Slaters if Zoe is his mum.
Well, I actually kind of hope she is now. With all this, it made
She
perfect
has
sense to
to
bring
be.
her in.
She has to be. They've placed it all so perfectly for this to be a massive reveal. Yes, we've sort of guessed it, but at the same time, I don't think that takes away from how good it potentially could be when it's eventually revealed. One thing I'm surprised by with this story is that I don't think Tommy's going to be amazingly influenced by all this.
I hope not. I'll say something actually. That's something that surprised me. How has Kat just, like, when he said the slags comment to her, like, I don't take orders from slags, that for me
Oh, that would have
should have
been
been
it.
when Kat, like, I don't care if you apologise, you are not seeing my son
Oh,
again.
yeah, 100%.
They've already found that content on Tommy's laptop. How they've
Yeah,
not
that would
added the
be.
dots together and gone, it's clearly Joel, that'd be the point where I'd be like, no return.
I don't think he's going back upstairs in the Vic ever again
Not
for after.
now.
You'd hope not. You'd hope
Not after
not.
Cats, get out of my pub line.
How did you feel about that?
I didn't like it.
No,
It
I cringed slightly, I've got to be
I
honest.
cringed. It should have been a bit more subtle. It was too like on Cat and saying that line. Had it just
I
been a
mean,
bit more.
I don't know. I got it. I got why she said it. The thing
Yeah,
is, though,
I
what do
did.
you what are you supposed to actually say in that position? Like, at the same time, yeah, I know it's so.
Please leave my establishment at
Exactly.
once.
She's not Annie Walker. Do you know what I mean?
No.
So actually, I guess it kind of makes sense. It's a very London way of saying get out of my pub. Do you know what I mean? So I guess you can't really actually bollock them too much for doing that. It makes sense, but it's sort of like,
As long
oh,
as it don't
okay,
keep happening and it's not
yeah.
a
As
recurring
long as they
thing, I
don't make
think.
it a cat thing now to say, I can take it. But yeah, fascinating this storyline. I love every second of it. It's uncomfortable, it's awkward.
Very.
Max Murray is phenomenal. Long may it
You're
continue.
right, it's going to link into all the Ivani stuff though, because then, because I do think if Ivani gets to the point where she can't have a termination, then they see all this kicking off on the square with Joel. Maybe Priya and Ravi will agree to the Suki situation, or it'll be Priya saying, no, they're my grandchild, I'm looking after them. And then it'll be a war between Suki and Priya, perhaps. But I do think the Joel stuff is definitely going to filter into it all somehow. Maybe we've got
100%.
a big thing coming with Joel.
I was going to say,
Something
actually, if
big's
you
going to
look at where
happen.
Joel is at the minute, he's actually kind of quite a big character in the show at the minute, isn't he? He's got a lot of fingers in pies, so to
Fingers in
speak, hasn't he?
pies.
Yes. So, watch this space. I'm kind of conscious to say this. Gold star this week, Ree.
Joel.
Yeah, same. And bearing in mind that I said last week that Suki doesn't deserve a gold star, even though his Belvinda Soper was amazing. And yes, Joel, I'm saying I'll give him a gold star. Am I an
Because
incel, really?
it.
Is that what's happened?
No, yeah, but we're not agreeing with any of it, are we? I think it's
No.
because he's showing such an important message. I think with
Yeah.
last week with Suki, we were just. If
Yeah.
we agreed with a storyline, we might have given it to Suki, but I think
Maybe,
because
yeah.
of everything that happened with it
But
and
I
how
feel
lost it
like
all was.
I have to
Yeah,
give it.
I agree with
I have to
Joel.
give it. I have to. We
Yeah.
both gave it to Joel again. Yeah, it has to
Because we
happen, doesn't
hate
it?
him. He's doing such a
Yeah.
good job of
But he
it.
is so believable. Like, this is
Yeah,
not a
very.
mustache twiddling villain. Like, this is
No.
actually a really scarily accurate portrayal of somebody that you can totally believe is like this in real life.
Yeah, 100%. Very well. Kind of well deserved gold star.
Kind of. I mean, it's happening. Two gold stars for the
Two room.
insult. There you go. Marvelous. Let us know who your gold star is going to, and let us know where the hell you think this somewhat scary storyline is going next. Last part of the podcast, ladies and gents, as usual, is comments from you.
Starting with a comment from Instagram from Dominique93, who says, EastEnders has been focusing on the topic of masculinity and a few of its storylines in the last year, including Phil and Joel. And I think Howie's storyline will be another aspect of this. Perhaps how a man will act when he feels he isn't able to provide for his family. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
That's an interesting point. Yeah, I didn't think of it
Yeah,
like
it's a good
that.
angle.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think, I mean, Harry definitely does feel like he is somewhat emasculated, I think. Like, he doesn't feel like
Yeah.
he certainly doesn't feel on the same level as Vincent apparently was, does he?
Well, I think that's a massive part of it. Had he not overheard Kim and, been given this comparison to Vincent, who he probably already feels a little bit, what's the word, inferior to, let's
Yeah.
say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that working out, but I don't know whether they're going to take it from, it'd be good for him to take that angle and again test some of the masculinity, but I don't think that is where they're going to go. I think they're just going to take Howie down a plot where we're not
Yeah.
expect, like, he's just going to keep stealing money maybe from people on the square. I think
Yeah.
that's where it's leading for
Yeah,
him.
I don't think it's going to have anything to do necessarily with Harvey's masculinity. I think it's just going to be essentially Harvey sulking.
Howie.
Howie,
Yeah.
not Howie. Yeah, Howie
Other
sulking a
one.
little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other one. And then sort of the results from that. I mean, it is a bit random in places, this story, but I feel like I'm just pleased to give him a storyline because he's never had one before.
Yeah.
So I'll take it. I'll
But it would kind of, in fairness, it might justify what he's done if they did take the masculinity angle on it
Yeah,
and
it'd be
him say, well,
interesting.
you know what, I felt like a inverted commas a useless provider for the family, and
Yeah.
if that's the angle he takes, and then Kim can, actually own up to, you know what, maybe I'm a bit too materialistic and didn't handle things the right way, and
Yeah.
that could be a way of otherwise, but I don't think they are. But we could be proven wrong.
We
It
could
would be
be.
a better way to take it, I think.
Chris Shaw has said, Ross, I despair of you. Totally useless. At the very least, you and Vicky should be holding a united front because right now, Joel is running rings around both of you. I mean, yeah. I mean, the thing is, I'm not saying that what Ross did this week was the right way of dealing with it whatsoever, but I can kind of understand the sort of desperation that he's in at the moment because he doesn't want to think of his son like this. He doesn't want to think that his son is putting women deliberately in danger. And actually, in a sense of masculinity himself, he wants to think that his word is enough to make this stop.
Yeah, which I understand, but at the same time, when you're a parent, you're the person who can arguably the only one who can turn your child around. You have to accept these things and act appropriately, which I just don't think he's doing. As for them showing a united front, I understand that as well, because it do. I think, but just because Joel is so clearly manipulating them both, because he knows
Yeah.
exactly how they both tick, doesn't he?
Yeah, he
So he
does.
knows exactly what to say. He knows exactly
Except,
how Vicky's going to go off.
I see the thing is, I don't think he does know when Vicky's going to go off. I think Vicky is the one sort of like crux in his life at the moment, because I feel like he could, if it was just him and Ross, I think he could muddle along fine and he'd be able to sort of keep Ross tied around his little finger. But Vicky is the one that kind of keeps untying him from around Joel's little finger, so which is
True.
why I think that Vicky is in a lot of danger.
Yeah, I agree with you. I can definitely see that happening. And then not being able to defend herself either.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, we're not going to go
Ooh.
down a bit of a Dean and Linda scenario, do you think?
I think that might, and I don't think it'll go all the way, but I wouldn't be surprised if that was the ultimate climax of this story.
Yeah, because as well, like, It could even be that Vicky decides to take a more, gentle approach, and then he
Yeah.
decides to misread that, perhaps.
And Vicky's already paid somebody off, which was the most insane thing she could possibly have done.
It was very un-Vicky-like, considering how she currently is, in a way,
Yeah, well,
wasn't it?
she regrets that now, but I think it was more about her
True.
and Ross's, which is why she did that rather than her and Joel. But I think that from here on in, they're going to be, she especially is going to be watching Joel like a hawk, and I think that that is going to put her in more danger than she thinks.
Agreed.
Right, ladies and gents, that's it for this week. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and wherever you find your podcasts. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20After Dark.
Yes, you can indeed. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. You, young lady, see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Rob. I'm right excited. We'll take a selfie at the very
We
least, won't
will.
we?
I can't
Yeah,
imagine.
come
I don't know.
on.
I don't know how sober we'll be when we take it, but there'll be one.
Good. Hopefully not very. We're not going to fly.
Can't wait, my darling. Can't wait to see you. And we'll be seeing you same time next week. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.